Hi, everybody. This is Joe Hu. It's the Joe Hu Show here on BBS Radio. For those of you new to the station or new to the show, Joe Hu is a voice natural direct sensitive. What's that? Well, when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes, past, present, future. I kind of giggle because that's about the best way I can explain it. It's kind of like I'm seeing a script, like a teleprompter, or I see colors, words, phrases. And for some reason, when I hear a person's voice, all this information comes through to me. I've been doing it my whole life. I've been on radio and television, probably in Chicago and worldwide, for the past 20 years, long time. And now I'm doing the show here at BBS Radio, and I would like to thank Don for giving me this opportunity to be with you. We have call-in numbers tonight for those of you who would like to call in. And by the way, when you do call in, all I need to do is hear your first name and just the month of your birth and where you're calling from. Those are three things you can tell me that I can hear your voice. Don't tell me you're a Scorpio or a Pisces or a Gemini because I have no idea. I'm not into astrology. I don't know anything about astrology. Well, I know a little bit about the sign I am, you know, but as far as, you know, I'm not knowledgeable about that. But asking a person's month of their birth, you know, where they're calling from and their first name, those are three things that gives me verification to where I can hear your voice. Our call-in numbers today for the people in the United States is toll-free 1-877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. Our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. Once again, it's 1-888-810-8322. Also toll-free. And we have a direct line for those of you souls out there that are adventurous. The direct line is area code 530, so that would be 1-530-876-3222. Once again, the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. And also, I have a website, which is just johu.com. It's all one word, johu.com. Okay, so call us, taking your call tonight with your questions. And I'm residing just outside Chicago. I'm sure you've all heard of O'Hare Field, the airport. I'm a little bit southwest of O'Hare Field, and which is kind of good because a lot of the flights come in from the other way, so it's not as noisy. It's kind of quiet, but it's still a remarkably big airport. And we've been having a pretty good summer here. We've had a lot of rain the past couple weeks, but it's been very localized. It's kind of, you know, for our older audience, remember when you were kids, you used to hear something called cloudburst? You haven't heard that in a long time. And now they're starting to use that again in this area because we've got these localized thunderstorms that might cover like 20 or 30 square miles and drop like 4 inches of rain in under 2 hours, which happened already. And now they're calling them cloudbursts. So they're kind of bringing back the old terminology. What is the phrase? Everything old is new again? And I find that interesting. And by the way, when I talk to you, the first thing I will tell you is how I see you as either a younger soul or older soul. That's basically the two major groups, okay? Younger souls and older souls. And there's an unusual group in the middle that I call middle souls, and they're rare. About one out of every 400 people, 350 to 400 people I talk to, tends to be a middle soul. And what does that mean? Well, younger souls are people who they're basically ruled more by their brain. Of course, they got emotions, but they're very independent people. Older souls are very emotional. They're very creative. Of course, they've got brain power, but their strong points are always going to be their emotions and their creativity. And then we have an unusual group in the middle, and those people are called middle souls. And their analytical side and their emotional side are equally as high. But the interesting thing about middle souls is, you know, they can go back and forth between thinker or feeler, either, you know, once every 20 minutes or once every 22 years. And that's a very unusual trait. It's also a little bit harder life to get through because, you know, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, they don't know if they're in their thinking or feeling mode. So it's difficult. Middle souls, if they can understand why they are middle souls, then everything kind of falls into place. But those are people that are right in the middle. And as far as what the criteria is and why they came back that way, there's all kinds of conjecture and theory, but I just don't go into that other than the fact that they're middle souls. And the only one who could really truly understand a middle soul would be an older soul. A younger soul would say, well, that's just Gene, or that's just Bill, or that's just, you know, Sarah, that's just the way they are. You know, unfortunately, where an older soul can actually kind of feel some of the problems that are associated with a middle soul. A middle soul can make up their mind, change it, make it up. When they think they got it made up, change it again. You see, if you have any of those traits, chances are you may be a middle soul. So middle souls, the best career for middle souls are things that allow them to be both creative and analytical, to use both brain power and creativity. Oh, younger souls do very well with brain power. younger soldiers, you find a lot of them in corporate. They're usually in places of authority. They make good bosses, good supervisors, or have their own careers, be their own bosses. Older souls can be their own bosses. That's not a problem. But when they, let's say they have a career, what's more important to an older soul is the people they work with. Secondary would be the money. Okay? So let's say there's an older soul and younger soul, and we both work at the same place, okay? I'm the older soul and you're the younger soul. Right? We're working in the same company. And the people are great, but the pay is terrible. All right? Well, you know, you being the younger soul say, well, this is crazy, you'll leave. And I'll say, well, the people are great, the money's okay, but, you know, I'm not as good, but the people are nice, and to me that's more important, so I'll stay. All right? Now, if it were that the money was great and the people were terrible, the younger soul would say, hey, man, I'm here to make money, I'm doing well. And me as an older soul saying, wow, the money's great, but I can't deal with this, the stress of all these people that are real negative, so I'm going to leave. You see? So that has a lot to do with it. So that whole thing is very, very fascinating. And that's how it works. Believe it or not, it holds true 90-some% of the time, and I've been doing this for years and years and years. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hi, my name's Sandra.
What's your name?
My name is Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes.
And just the month of your birth?
June.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brevard, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, Sandra, it's interesting. You're a person who's, how can I say this? You know what's funny? You play chameleon, and I think that's a very interesting trait. Your birthright makes you a little bit of a younger soul, which means you're a person that is independent. You definitely don't like being told what to do, and you need to have a career where either you are in management or you're a person that, you know, they tell you what to do and leave you alone, okay? But
right.
You have a very interesting trait. You have a very high emotion. You're not a middle soul, but you have a high enough emotions where you can play chameleon. And what that means is you can act a certain way for certain people, okay? How you want them to perceive you, or how you think they want you to be perceived. And what that really does is allow you a lot of maneuverability. So you have a very interesting ability to kind of travel in different circles, kind of incognito. And you're good at finding out information if you utilize that, you see? The one area to be careful of is you could be fooled by affairs of the heart.
Oh, yeah.
That sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Sure does.
Yes. Do you have a question?
Actually, I was just wondering if I would be finding a job soon.
All right, the last place you worked, what did you do?
I did medical billing. I ran a billing service.
Okay, where are you from originally? Where are you from originally?
I lived 20 years in Florida, but I spent 2 years in Canada, and I just came back.
Okay, why did you come back there?
because Canada is not a very good place for me.
No, and what was Florida?
What was wrong with Florida?
Yeah. That wasn't a good place for you either, by the way, even though you're there 20 years.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't happy there.
No, but so why did you go back to North Carolina?
Because my mother lives here.
Is that the only reason?
Well, it's a nice area.
It's a nice area.
It's very beautiful, and I think it would be good for my son.
Okay. As far as getting a career going, now you're asking me how soon you'll find a job?
I hope so, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, first of all, what type of work are you looking for? Remember, your strong points are going to be your brain power.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for something that's flexible because my two sons have autism, and my youngest son has a lot more difficulties than my older son.
Right.
So
I understand that.
That gives me a lot of flexibility.
Right. So you're looking for something with either flexible hours or a shift where you can work where the children are taken care of by family or something, right?
Right, or, you know, hopefully something out of the house.
Well, this is very interesting. The reason why I'm telling you this is you'll find something probably within the next 2.5 weeks, which I consider to be temporary. All right?
Okay.
I would really like you to look inside yourself because you're a strong-willed person. You're a very intelligent woman, and you could probably do something on the Internet that could bring you money. You can probably start your own little business that you actually do at home.
Okay.
But I want you to look into that.
Okay.
I know you got your hands full with the children.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, how old are they?
They are 9 and 12.
All right. Now, when did they say that these children were autistic? How soon after they were born?
Well, my oldest son we kind of just stumbled upon the fact that he has autism. My youngest son, he was, maybe 3-6 months old? Yeah, when I had a doctor tell me that.
Yeah, was it after he got vaccinated?
No, he was difficult from the day he was born.
Okay. Okay. Well, he's difficult, not necessarily because he's autistic. He's a very stubborn child.
Yes, he is.
Okay. He's a very stubborn child. your 12-year-old is a very interesting boy. What's the month of his birth?
November.
What's his name?
His name is Alexander.
Okay, how's he doing in school?
Not well.
Okay.
He has difficulties, though he works very hard.
I know he does. You know, can't you? Aren't there programs you can put your children in that are, you know, that would help them?
That's what I'm trying to find. I'm hoping that I found an alternative school that I hope is going to work for this year.
Right. Also, you're a female, okay? And in America, the Supreme Court said females are now a minority. So you have opportunities available to you if you look for them.
Okay.
So I want you to do that. But what I see as far as the job goes, in 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, it's going to be a temporary job, all right?
Okay.
But the interesting thing is we'll get your feet wet, and what I see coming to you is something that you can do out of the home.
Okay, that would be great.
All right. And would you require computer work? Are you okay with computers?
Oh, yeah, I'm very good with computers.
Oh, you're a whiz. Okay, good. Better than me.
Okay.
I'm lucky if I can answer my email. Okay? But I want you to say, I want you to stay focused on this.
Okay.
And the one thing that you need to do is have your quiet time. Can you have at least maybe, you know, every other day have an hour of quiet time by yourself?
I can try.
You need to do that because younger souls have to recharge that way.
Okay.
They need, younger souls more than anybody else need time to be with themselves, by themselves, for themselves.
Okay.
And trust me, when I tell you that, because you can tend to get emotionally overloaded.
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay. You know, normally you finish what you start, but you notice how everything's been scattered? And you're playing catch up all the time.
Oh yeah.
But that's because you haven't had you don't give yourself time to recharge, and I think that's very important. And you can't do it when you go to bed. This is not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right.
I understand what you mean. Okay.
But I want you to hang in there.
I will.
All right. And the thing is, as far as can you work out of your home? You know, I think that you have a remarkably good opportunity coming to you. And by the time that's all said and done, it might be you got to hang on to maybe September, for anywhere from the middle. From the middle of September. Through the first week in November, all right?
Okay.
Business. Don't worry about affairs of the heart. Stick with that part.
Okay.
All right?
I will do what you say.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right,
okay.
Bye-bye. And that's how it goes. That's how it works. All I need to do is hear you speak. But she's got a lot of things on her plate right now, and younger souls, if they don't get that ability to be with themselves, for themselves, by themselves, It tends to become really hard for them to deal with things, all right. And it's business, emotional, a whole bit. Younger souls need that. You know, older souls can do. You know, they can juggle 20 different things at one time. You know, did you ever hear the expression "master of all, jack of all trades, master of none"? That could be old souls, and old souls are great starters, but not always the best finishers. You know, and it's just there's a lot of reasons for that. We're taking your call tonight at, for the USA, 1-877-876-5227. And for Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. And our direct line is area code 530-876-3222. So anyway, I was just trying to describe to you a little bit of a thumbnail sketch about old souls, older souls, younger souls, and middle souls. Now, new souls don't come here, okay? Our journey to the center is a journey. You know, a lot of people believe that, you know, you live, you die, you go to heaven or hell, or some of the other places, purgatory and limbo, as far as you're Catholic. And by the way, there's no more limbo. Catholic Church, I think, got a memo from God, so they did away with limbo. Okay, there's no more limbo. So, but the interesting thing is, getting to the center is a working process. It'd be rather vain thinking to believe that one lifetime would give you enough knowledge to sit before the center. It just doesn't work. That's like having a kindergartner and trying to give them a college curriculum. They're going to scratch their heads and have no idea what's going on. So your soul learns too. And the journey to the center is a journey of 12 levels. There are 12 levels to get to the center. And this Earth plane is a level 4 planet. All right? Now, there are other level 4 planets in the universe. Trust me, there's life all over the universe. And we're a level 4 planet. And you know, I don't know if you remember high school. You know, years ago, they used to have the A group, and then they had the remedial group. And when I was in high school, they had the A group, B group, and C group. Today, I think they have some places have the accelerated learning, average learning, and the remedial learning. Okay. Well, the souls that chose to come to this level 4 planet are mighty warriors because this is considered like the A group. This is a difficult planet to get through. And we thought, oh, heck, this is easy. And then once we get here, we realize, God, this is harder than I thought. You know, and once you choose the level planet you're going to live on, you can't transfer to another. All right. People say, well, can I be reincarnated to another planet somewhere else? No. No. There are rare and extremely rare cases where that happens. In fact, I don't know how many people are familiar with Dr. Brian Weiss. Dr. Brian Weiss, and I'm sure many are you familiar with him, he wrote a book. His original book was called Many Lives, Many Masters. And he's kind of an interesting guy. He's kind of a prodigy. He graduated number one in his class from Yale Medical School. And he was the founder and chairman of Mount Sinai Psychiatric Department. Okay, and something happened with just a patient that came to him that totally changed his entire paradigm and actually turned his world upside down. So much so that he wrote a book about it. He wrote it longhand. His wife typed it out. And obviously, the book has been translated into many, many different languages. If you haven't read it, it's a great book to start with of his books, and it's called Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss. But through his years of doing this, I remember having him in one of my shows and asking him about, you know, has there ever been any reincarnations on this planet from other planets? And he said, of all the cases he's done, there's only one instant where there was a crash landing here of an extraterrestrial, and they got caught up. And this is how he put it. They got caught in the karmic cycle of this planet, and they got stuck here. I myself have never seen it, and I have no doubt that what he says is true, and I believe that. But it's not common. It's more rare, and because free will reigns, stuff happens. You know? That's just the way it works. So it's a great book to read, by the way. And his second book is called Through Time into Healing. And that's another good book. You know, things that have bothered you now have bothered you before. So I find that interesting. Sometimes you bring stuff with you from your past lives. And you've lived before, and you'll live again. Because, you know, just like you learn, your soul learns too. The journey of our soul is remarkable. And there's a lot of learning to do. So if this is the fourth level on a journey of 12, you know, we're not quite halfway there. And this planet is interesting because on this level 4, good and evil are combined for the first time. On level 3, it doesn't exist. On level 2, it doesn't exist. On level 1, it doesn't exist. On level 4, it does. So good and evil, and trust me, evil does exist. You can't have one without the other. Positive and negative forces, the entire universe is made up of that. And, you know, people can be in negative cycles. That doesn't mean they're evil people or bad people. It's just the cycles they go on. But about 3% of the population of the world tends to be evil. And I mean evil. And the heavy thing about that is most of the time they don't know. They don't know. But they're usually in places of power, you know, and regardless of whether it's, you know, where good lies, evil hides, you have to be very careful. And I have talked to thousands of people in my career, and have I ever had anyone sit across from me or ever did a session with someone that I saw intuitively as evil? In all my years of doing this, and it's well over 20 years, only twice. Only twice. And interesting story. But that's pretty rare. So, you know, but it's still, you know, 3% is still 200 million plus people or entities. You know, because free will reigns, there are people who want to go that way. Not me, and not most of you, because, you know, basically I'm a chicken. So, you know, why would I want to do something like that? Why would you want to do something like that? You know, when I say we're all basically part of the same family, I always tell people this, we're basically part of the same family. You know, and I mean the 97% of us. Now, the other 3% may have started out that way, but they made a choice. And everything is choices. That's why I tell people, you know, we walk many paths in this life. Some lead home and some don't. And be aware of that. Now, you could be around someone, you know, there are bad people. I mean, that doesn't mean they're evil. You know, bad people aren't necessarily evil. So that's the rub. That's the hard part of identification. You know, there are people that do robberies, there are people that steal, there are people that beat up people, there are even people that shoot people. That does not necessarily mean they're evil, you see? Far more complex than that. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hi, my name is Stephanie.
And hi, Stephanie. And the month of your birth?
August.
And where are you calling from?
Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
You're a real firecracker, aren't you?
I am?
Yes, you are. What's your first name again? Debbie? No.
Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie, what I mean by that is, first of all, you're a younger soul, okay, extremely independent, and you can't stand people that lie. That's one of your pet peeves, okay? Or if someone tells you they're going to do something and not do it. Those are two things in your life that you don't have a lot of patience for. But when I say you're a firecracker, what I mean is you're not the kind of person to sit around and do nothing. That's not your style, okay? And as a personality, you're very, very strong-willed. You're very strong, and you have to be careful, because if you're not careful with affairs of the heart, you may be people might be attracted to you that you would perceive as strong, but actual reality they're not, because they know you're strong. And then you may get in relationships where all of a sudden you take, you know, you're the mother, you're the parent, you're the whole thing. Okay?
Yes.
Do you have a question? Oh, by the way, you know, you don't have a lot of gray area. You like someone, you like him. You don't. That's it. Okay? You know, you don't have a lot of gray area in your life. It's usually one way or the other with you.
Yes.
Okay. What's your question?
I would like some information from you, if you can help me, with regard to work.
Okay.
As far as direction goes, what I'd like to do is start an internet business.
Aha! Okay. You know what's funny? Before you did that, what were you doing?
Before I did what?
Before you started the internet business.
Ah, I haven't started it yet.
No, I said before that, before the internet, what were you doing? What do you do?
Oh, sorry. I have been on the road in sales.
Okay. Okay. Are you selling something that's basically a technical thing?
Small business machines, yes.
Aha, see? Because you're a younger soul, you have to deal in something technical. You can't sell real estate because you don't have the patience. You know, somebody's looking out, well, I don't know, Jim. You say, well, do you want your damn house or don't you? You know? All right? Starting in a business, because you're a younger soul, you're going to be very successful. The one thing, don't let people put doubt in your mind, Stephanie. That's the one thing I'm worried about.
Okay.
Don't let people sway you. Okay? If, you know, and as far as you being successful at it, yes, because, you know, you can be very... One of the worst things someone can tell you, at least when you're younger, Stephanie, you can't do that. And you look at him and go, you want to bet? You know? You keep that attitude with you.
Okay. I was very like that as a child, but somehow it's worn down.
I don't wear... That's what I'm saying. No, that's a strength. Don't you dare do that. That's one of your strengths.
Okay.
You know? And then here's another thing, too. You know how sometimes you get really angry and frustrated with things?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well... That's just a waste of energy. I'd rather see you convert that energy to saying, I'm going to do this, and that's the end of it. No ifs, ands, or buts, I'm going to do it. And you can do it, and it'd be no problem. I'm just worried about people around you that may be envious or may try to say, well, Stephanie, what are you going to do that for? Oh, you'll never make any money. Don't you dare let people bring that negativity to you.
Okay.
And it may be people close to you, so be careful.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
One other question I have to ask you. When was the last time you had your eyes checked?
A while.
Yeah, I want you to get your eyes checked.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because I see the vision of the left eye. Well, I'm really bad at this. My left eye is your right eye. Okay, the vision of your right eye, I think, is down a little bit over your left eye. So just get it checked.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Again, before I forget, I do have a website. My website is www.johoo.com. And you check, you can go to my website, and you can check all the information about me there and some other shows that I do on other radios, and my own radio show, by the way, out of Chicagoland here, and also kind of like this on BBS Radio, where we take calls. Okay, we also have guests. So, now, Stephanie, being a younger soul, is very strong-willed, and I'm sure you can hear it in her voice, you know? But it's funny, the one thing about Stephanie that bothers me is sometimes people around her will say, well, why do you want to do that? And when she was younger, if somebody said, well, Stephanie, you can't do that, and you want to bet, and she'd do it. In that case, she said, kind of went by the kind of word, it didn't get worn down. It's the fact that there was too many other things around her, you see? So that fight, that strength, she needs to bring that back. And it's there, it doesn't go away. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's like having a bunch of books on a pile and wanting to get to the bottom book. You know, you have to take all the other books off. So she's got to clear all that other garbage out. And then she'll be fine. She'll be absolutely fine. And I have no problem with that. I think she'll be very successful at it. Our call-in numbers tonight for the United States is a toll-free 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And our friends in Canada, toll-free is 888-810-8322. Boy, there's a lot of eights in that. 888-810-8322. And we do have a direct line. That is 530-876-3222. Anyway, excuse me. I wanted to tell you that, you know, Brian Weiss's books, Dr. Brian Weiss's books are very good. and Through Time into Healing, which was, I was talking about, a second book, and that explains a lot of things. You know, a lot of times people will bring things forward from past lives. You know, sometimes you bring garbage with you. And he says in his books, and it's true too, because I've experienced this with my clients, is that things that bother you now, good chance they've bothered you before, you know, in a past life. I find that fascinating, you see. And the interesting thing is, you know, we all have a great tool that we can use. Unfortunately, a lot of people either disregard it or they're told, it's not real, you know, yada, yada, yada. And that's your own intuition. Everybody has intuition. I mean, they do. You can't teach anybody to be psychic. You can't do that. But you can't, because they already have it. But you can teach people how to bring out the abilities they have. You see? And that's a very, very interesting thing. We're going to be offering a course pretty soon. And it's called, the course is called Cenotech. And Cenotech means the Center for Natural Technology. I've been working on developing this course for at least 14 years. And I just had a trial run as an experiment with 16 people, and I was very impressed with the results. I know that everybody has intuition. Gosh, second feeling, I thought so, I knew that. Jeez, you know, I knew that. Well, why, if you knew it, why didn't you do it? Because, you know, from a very young age, we're always taught that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. Aha! Well, you know what? It is. And I think there are powers that be out there that don't want you to utilize that again. You know, in the course of a day, and I've said this many times on my shows, you know, we're being force-fed all this information. Gosh, put on the media today. You know, the Republicans say the Democrats are wrong, Democrats say the Republicans are wrong, this one, that one, do it this, buy that. You know, new cell phone, new gadget, new video game, new widescreen TV, new stereo, new, you know, buy. You know, there's a movie I would love my audience to get. You can rent it. And the movie is called They Live. It's an older movie. It's called They Live. And it stars an old wrestling guy called Rowdy Roddy Piper. But that's not the premise of the movie. The premise of the movie is something I want my audience to see. And the movie is called They Live. Please try to rent it and take a look at it and see what you pick up in that. It's a very, very, very heavy movie as far as the premise. Excuse me, because I think that's what's going on. I think it's been going on with some great effort. It's been accelerated tremendously. And, you know, and this level four right now, there's a lot of things being geared up for a very interesting... There are 6 billion souls on our planet right now, and we're here to witness something. And what do you think that is? Unprecedented. So I think we have to be very diligent as human beings. We have to be diligent as neighbors, as family members, as moms and dads, and, you know, and as kids, you know, there's just a lot of stuff. Remember when you were younger, you were carefree, and then the older we get, the more responsibilities we get, and the more stuff is thrown on us and piled and piled and piled, you know, and once in a while we have to do a little cleanup. We have to kind of pull back and say, wait a minute, let's take stock. But so many people today are caught up in so many different things, and not by their own making, don't misunderstand me, that all of a sudden, you know, they kind of lose touch, and that's not good. That's absolutely not good. And, of course, it's exactly what forces want us to do, to lose touch. No. We need to stick together, especially in these times. You know, I mean, you have people touting global warming, and global warming is caused by man, which I think is my own opinion. To be honest with you, my friends, man has very little to do with global warming. You have all these scientists telling you all this baloney on the media, and the reason why I say it's baloney, because study your history. You know, we had the climactic optimum and the little climactic optimum, and just before the mini ice age in Europe, the temperatures were 4 degrees warmer, and from about 1000 BC to 12,000, 10,000 BC, it was 7 degrees warmer. And people, if you do research, our sun is known as a class 2 flare star. What does that mean? That means it gets hotter and cooler. It changes. Did you know that the ice caps on Mars have melted over 10 feet in the past 2 years? Is that because of our SUVs and our guzzling of energy? No, it's not. And by the way, you want to do some other research, things you'll never hear on the mainstream media? Next time, go on to your computer and go on a search engine, Google or one of the search engines out there, and put in abiotic oil under quotation marks, abiotic oil. And scientists are discovering And more, and you'll never hear this in the mainstream media, that oil wells that were dry 10 years ago are full again. Remember how we were taught that oil was caused by rotting vegetation and dinosaurs? Well, they're finding oil, you know, 8,000 feet deep, 10,000 feet deep, even deeper than that, 4 miles deep. You know, there was no vegetation 4 miles deep. There was no dinosaurs 4 miles deep. More scientists now are beginning to realize that oil is abiotic. It's a self-replenishing system. This planet is alive. And granted, you know, we use a lot of oil, and we have the technology. Come on, they can, the government can turn your cell phone on and listen without you ever knowing it. We've got spy satellites that can detect a coffee table, you know, on the moon. I mean, something that small with clarity. They have all the technology, and they mean to tell me they don't have technology to give us a better source of energy? Well, no. You know why? Because there's too many people making too much money on resources. You know, you've got corporations who own the oil rights. And now, another thing that's going on is, you know, we're in a very precarious place right now because corporations now have more money than governments. And that's dangerous. That's absolutely dangerous. I mean, lobbyists. What is a lobbyist? It's basically a legal briber, isn't it? If you think about it. They're offering money to a politician to get their story heard. Why? Why don't they just write them a letter? Why does money have to change hands? It's spent some tremendous amounts, too, by the way. Yeah, I have a hard time with lobbyists. They made lobbyists illegal. I wonder what laws would be passed. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, this is our home. It's the only one we have right now. And, of course, you have responsibilities. And I'll give you an example. I built a very unusual home, okay? In fact, my home is the only one like it in America. I think it's the first one that was built in America. It is a dome house, but it's not a geodesic dome. Okay, it kind of looks like a flying saucer with shingles on it. And it rotates. It rotates 315 degrees, and it rotates back, so it's passive solar. So in the summertime, if I want to keep the house cooler, I turn the house away from the sun. And in the wintertime, if I keep it warmer, I turn the house to stay more in the sun. Also, the house is super, super efficient. I did a lot of research on this house. Now, in the Midwest here, we get some really cold winters. I mean, Chicago and natural gas prices, all the prices are up right now. Gas prices are up, natural gas, electricity, it's all going up and up and up. Gee, why is that? Oh, is it the cost of energy or the devaluation of the dollar? The dollar is losing its value. Okay? So anyway, so I've got this really efficient house, and believe me when I tell you it wasn't that expensive. And my biggest heating bill last winter, which was our coldest winter in 10 years, was $92 a month. And by the way, the house is about, gosh, I don't know, it's about 4,400 square feet. Okay? And I didn't design this house. These houses were designed in Europe 25 years ago. You know, and they're boasting energy efficiency and all that. You know, it's everything. The house, my house, everything that we should have: high energy efficiency, you know, a small footprint on the land, and ecologically sound. All right, and I saved up to do this. And believe it or not, it was actually cheaper than a conventional home. And so I'm real happy with it. You know, although people say, "Why'd you build a house like that? It's a white elephant." I don't care. It's my home. I'm going to be living in it. So, you know, yes, there's earth changes going on. The earth is not a static planet. It's a living thing. And so, you know, we have that responsibility. Of course, if you try to be efficient, yeah. You know, they have all these, you know, these electric ovens, what do you call these little electric ovens and stuff. Oh, yes, you can have a little toaster grillery thing. And, hey, you know what? Go in the backyard and turn on the barbecue grill. Or just, you know, I mean, electricity, to produce electricity now is not cheap to do. Although they say nuclear power plants, you know, are touted as the most inexpensive. Well, yes and no. Then you have waste to deal with. And yet there's other ways to do energy. Solar. You know, I find interesting about solar. Why is it so expensive? You know, these photovoltaic cells, why are they so expensive? And battery technology. Battery technology is the same today as it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Why isn't there any research done on improving battery technology? Another person you should look up is Takahashi. I can't pronounce his name. Takahashi? He did develop some very interesting things. He made the media for a while. All of a sudden, it got hushed up, and you don't hear anything more about this guy. So why is that? Why is that? You know? Remember, my friends, you know, we've got to live here. And, you know, on the west coast in California, they've had a lot of fires, and Utah has had a big fire going on. is it natural? Well, you know, didn't they used to have a natural burning process just from lightning? And they say you can't do that anymore, and the undergrowth goes, you know, thicker and thicker because there's no burn-off, and then when there is a fire, my God, it spreads like crazy. And it's sad, too. It really is sad. I mean, you know, in the Midwest, we don't have forest fires like you have out there because we don't have a lot of forest left. So the most beautiful forests you still have are on the West Coast in Washington and California and Montana, you know, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado. Wisconsin's got some nice woods, but, you know, in the old Appalachians, but, you know, but they have more rain, you know. So, you know, we're the stewards of this place. We've got to keep an eye on it. We have to keep track of it. Anyway, we're taking your calls tonight at 877-876-5227 for the USA. That's 877-876-5227. And our friends in Canada, toll-free is 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322 for our friends in Canada. And our direct line from anywhere is area code 530-876-3222. Okay? And by the way, my website is johu.com. It's www.johu.com. Hi, caller. You're on with Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Listen, can you give me more information about your dome home if I email you?
Sure. What's your first name?
Cynthia.
And Cynthia, just the month of your birth?
December.
And where are you calling from?
California.
Okay. You know what, Cynthia? My home was the first one in America. Okay?
Okay.
And the model I have is 4,500 square feet. It's got five bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
I'm single. Can you believe that?
Well.
Anyway, and it rotates 315 degrees.
I know. I heard all that.
And it's got an insulating property of about an R40.
Do you have photos of it?
Pardon me?
Do you have photos of it?
Yes, I do have photos of it.
Hmm.
I should put them on my website. I had them on my website, but I took them down.
Oh, you should put them back up.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good idea. I'll do that.
Yeah.
And like I said, everything's it's a hand split cedar shake. The insulation property is not fiberglass because fiberglass basically is a lot like asbestos, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's hypoallergenic from the floor coatings, the paint, everything. In fact, I had one of the best painters, but the poor guy was allergic to paint. So he could only work with a paint called Duron.
Wow.
Which is a really good paint.
Mm-hmm.
But it's extremely efficient.
How long have you been in this home?
I started building it in the year 2000. It was completed 16 months later.
Hmm.
So about 6 years.
Yeah.
And I love it. I mean, I really do. And it's called, another thing, it's an energy centering home.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and by the way, the basement's above the ground, too. There's a basement. It's kind of like taking two soup bowls and putting one on top of the other, like, you know, like a flying saucer.
Right.
But it's a beautiful house.
Hmm.
You know, and it's interesting too because cedar shake. The only thing that you have to watch out with cedar shake is that it has, you know, it can have is it a moss or fungus that attacks cedar?
Mm-hmm.
But in Europe for hundreds of years, you know, their roofs are always copper clad.
So you built it yourself, or did you have someone build it?
No, I worked on it with a bunch of people I knew.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
And it was a European.
It was developed in Europe. There's a company in Canada that actually sells them.
Okay.
Okay, it's not a prefab home. It's a pre-engineered home. You know,
okay.
You've got these are amazing beams that are in this house, and I basically purchased the shell, and that was the roof, the frame, the roof, and not the insulation because I didn't want fiberglass, and the windows and the screens and the shades.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
and then you put in the walls and plumbing electrical yourself, or have
mm-hmm.
it done.
Mm-hmm.
But still. I'm gonna blow you away because this is something I would never tell anybody. But normally, this house is 4,400 square feet, not counting the land. Okay, it's got a large bedroom. My living room is 1,300 square feet, and the shell of this house, tax included, was $139,000.
Oh my goodness!
Okay,
yeah, you need to put it back on your website.
By the time it was all finished, it was $220,000.
Oh wow!
Okay, and that's cheap.
Yeah.
For house size, and the efficiency is remarkable. A house size normally would take like 6 tons of air conditioning, 6 to 7 tons. Where, you know, this unit takes 4. My
mm-hmm.
whole house is heated with only 100,000 BTUs.
Well, that was 7 years ago, so...
Yeah.
So probably it's worth a lot more now.
Well, probably, but still the price is still, you know, inexpensive.
Right, exactly.
You know, and
yeah.
And I did a lot of research. I mean, I looked at them for 2 years looking for... I wanted a dome house, but the geodesic domes have a lot of leaking problems. And then I found this dome, which is entirely different. In fact, this home exceeds all North American standards, construction standards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll be watching for you.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it on. In fact, you can actually email me, too.
Okay.
Yeah, my email address is real easy. It's just joe@johu.com.
Okay.
So it's joe@johu is all one word, joewho.com.
Okay.
And I could probably send you some pictures.
Okay.
You know, but it's cool. And like I said, you know, I live outside the city. I grew up in the inner city of Chicago, and I moved southwest of O'Hare. There's some area here where I actually got, my neighbor had some land, this guy I knew had some land that he had for sale for a really decent price. So I've got 5 acres, 2.5 acres that I returned to natural prairie. I got an estate program to bring things back to the natural prairie, and 2.5 acres of woods. And my house is right between the two.
Hmm.
See? And in California, because of the hills, if you know wherever you are, you can turn, you can have some remarkable views. And by the way, all the windows are Velux windows. They're some of the best windows in the world.
Wow.
So, you know, dollar for dollar, it was a remarkable buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not moving anymore. I'm tired of moving. I moved 3 times. That's enough.
Which brings me to my question.
Yes.
I just got off the phone with a friend of mine whose project is now picking up speed, and he mentioned maybe I should come move to Arizona and work for him. So I'm not really sure what to do.
Where in Arizona?
Phoenix.
Okay. He wants you to go there?
Yeah, live there.
all right, before I answer your question, what are your feelings?
I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I'm like in limbo right now, waiting.
Now, you're in California now?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in California?
Northern California.
Okay, all right. Now, do you love where you're at?
I do, but
okay.
I don't, I've known that I wasn't going to stay here, so...
You know, as far as going to Phoenix, that wouldn't be a temporary move. That would not be a permanent move.
Right, right.
That would be temporary. And you can only, if you go there, believe it or not, after 3 years, it will drain you. So your maximum time there would only be 3 years.
Right. Well, I'm waiting for something. I'm not really sure. I'm kind of like in limbo right now.
Yeah, you are. And I'll be honest with you. The only reason why you're in limbo is because there's too many people pulling too many parts of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and you need to focus down and decide what you want to do.
Right. Well, that's just an option. I don't feel pulled to go there.
Uh-huh. No. Be honest with you, psychically, you know, some people do good in certain geographical areas and some people do not.
Right.
For you, your limit there would be 3 years. I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Cynthia.
And Cynthia, I'm sorry, just the month of your birth?
December.
Okay. You know, Cynthia, you pretty much... If you put your mind to it, and you've done this before, whatever you wanted, you were able to get.
Uh-huh.
You know, do you ever notice that? And you're in limbo right now. Why are you in limbo?
Well, I'm kind of like waiting for my next step.
Fine.
So I'm doing my life. It's not like I'm...
Oh, no, I know that.
Yeah.
But you're saying you're waiting for the next step. To come to you from where?
To where I'm going to be moving.
Well, that needs to come from within you.
Yeah.
Okay, don't rely on outside influence. Just, you know, allow yourself to, you know, kind of relax and meditate and allow to come into you what you feel you'd like to do or be.
It also has to do with what kind of work I'm going to be doing and income-wise as well.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, but if I say, what would you want to do, what would you say to me?
Actually, my main goal is to create children's homes abroad, so...
To create what?
Children's homes.
Children's homes?
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe you told me that. I have a client who just came into a lot of money. And he wanted to build orphanages to help kids. And I said, well, rather than do that, there's other ways you can help children. There's a lot of orphanages. There's other ways you can help children. Email me.
Okay.
I might put you in touch with him.
Well... We talked one other time about your friend who has a some sort of a church.
Uh-huh.
And I did talk to him, but I didn't feel any connection, really.
No. There isn't a connection there.
No,
there isn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. When you and the strange thing about it is this person just told me this day before yesterday. And he came into over $30 million.
Wow.
And he's the nicest guy in the world.
With the same.
Interesting how things work, huh?
Yeah.
So, Cynthia, email me, joe@joehoo.com.
Okay.
And also put your phone number in there.
Okay.
All right?
All right, Joe.
All right, you take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, some people call that synchronicity. No, I just call it connections. You know, we're all connected. I do a lecture series called We Are All Connected, and we are. Isn't that funny? You know, if you know six people, you can connect around the world. You ever hear that? You know, six people, you can connect around the world. And I find that very fascinating, and I also find it true. Now think about that. You know, six people, you can connect around the world. And I find that is just an amazing thing to me. You know. Anyway, we're taking your call tonight. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to make an appointment, I always forget this, you know. Joe, who I offer sessions, either 30-minute or 60-minute sessions, you can call my office at area code 815-498-9065. Again, that's 815-498-9065. You can also go on my website, which is www.joehoo.com. Okay? And then you can look through the website. There are past shows on there you can listen to, as well as you can on this site, on BBS Radio. And by the way, on BBS Radio, there's a place for feedback. Let me know how I'm doing. If you think I'm full of beans, let me know. If there's something you want to talk about, let me know. Okay? And I've got to tell you something. I love people very, very much. I really do. I always have, ever since I was a little boy. And I've been intuitive ever since I was a little boy. On both sides of my family. You know, people say, Joe, do you do this for a living? Well, yeah, I do, but, you know, believe it or not, I have degrees in music and I have degrees in robotics engineering. Can you believe that I used to work for the Defense Department in secret military projects? Now, that's a trip, isn't it? I did that for 2 years. One day I woke up going, what are you doing? And then I fell 10 feet off a ladder and herniated 3 discs in my back, and the rest is history. You know, but, you know, as far as do I believe in us? Absolutely. Do I believe in you? Absolutely. Absolutely. We're wondrous people. You know, people have called in with their questions or their problems. I've heard those things many, many times. You know what makes it unique? It happened to Stephanie, okay? Or it happens to Cynthia. Or it happens to James. Or it happens to Jim. You know? That's your own little world, your own little paradigm. So that's the uniqueness of the individuals that we are. I may have heard situations before. There's always different twists and turns. That's, you know, it's a remarkable thing. The life, our life path, our spiritual path. I always tell people, too, you know, I mean, how can I say this without, I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, you have religion and you have your faith and spirituality. You know, sometimes I think religion is like a coat you wear and your faith is internal. How many people you know with a hell of a lot of religion and no faith? You know? It's your spiritual side that's going to hold you. And to be able to get through this, we have to keep 1 foot in spirituality and 1 foot on the ground. That's the best way to do it. I think it's really the only true way to do it. You can't be totally in one or the other, otherwise you're not learning either way. You know? You have to have 1 foot there and 1 foot here. And there comes responsibility. And I'm sure we've all heard the laws of cause and effect and karma. Oh, there's an interesting word, isn't it? Karma. You know, there's all kinds of karma. There's individual karma. There's family karma. There's group karma. There's town karma. There's city karma. There's state karma. There's country karma. There's world karma. The laws of cause and effect. You can't, you know, there's always the laws of cause and effect. It's universal. It's not just here. It's all over. The entire universe is made up of that positive and negative thing. And that, if you think about it, is quite an amazing thing. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, a lot of scientists, you know, oh, they're scientists, they don't believe in God, and they don't believe in a center. Believe it or not, true. More of them do than don't. They just don't talk about it. Why? Because they come under ridicule. You know? I mean, look what science knows and what they don't know. Okay? You know, that we see in 3 dimensions. Okay? Or something as simple as that. We see in 3 dimensions, yet our brain is wired in 2 dimensions. Now, scientists have no idea why we can perceive in 3 dimension when we're wired for 2 dimension. They have no idea why. Scientists knows what electricity does. They have no idea what electricity is. How's that? Scientists don't know what gravity is, but they know what gravity does. Don't you find that interesting? So, you know, there's a lot of things they accept. But no, we can't prove spiritual. We can't prove intuition in a laboratory. Don't you believe it? Because they experiment with it all the time. All the time. You know, there's a lot of clandestine stuff we're not told. Did you ever notice that? What you see on the mainstream media, what you hear on the mainstream news is no big deal. Tell me stuff that I don't hear. You know, we have to do the research. You have to start looking behind things, you know? I mean, when you go to buy a house, all right, you take the real estate or the person's word for it, or you do your own research. That's why you call in a house inspector. They're the ones that are supposed to find out stuff that you're looking for that might not be told to you, right? So the same thing. We have to do the research. We have to look around. Absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts. That's part of the reason why we're here. We're here to learn. Look at how the time flies. I can't believe this. 1 hour is like, poof, it's gone already. Anyway, the people who called in tonight, I thank you so very, very much for calling in. And, you know, we'll get through all this. And, I've been telling people, gosh, I think since the late 80s, that this time was coming, okay? And it's going to get tougher before it gets better. And it will get better. And you know what will make it get better? Your individuality. You're saying, you know what, enough. I'm tired of what I'm hearing. I've got to start doing this, you know. We have to, you know, if we can come together, and I know there's been a lot of experimentations with mass consciousness and things, but, you know, if you can get 5 million people, even 10 million people, on a certain day and time thinking the same thing, you tell me that that doesn't mean anything? Oh, I beg to differ with you. I beg to differ with you. And one of the most successful persons who ever tried it, and it scared him that he didn't want to do it, I don't know how many of you people remember a gentleman by the name of Art Bell. And he used to run a show called Coast to Coast. He just retired, I guess. But he did it twice, and the results were remarkable. And I said, way to go, Art. and it actually worked. You know, and he has a tremendous audience. And he's on late night, at least in Chicago. But in the wrong hands, it can be a remarkable weapon, too. All right, my friends, I enjoy talking with you. I really, really do. Again, if you'd like to contact me, you can do it through my email, which is joe@joewho.com. So it's joe at that really curly A. I forget what that's called. Joewho, joewho.com. So it's all one word, joewho.com. So it's joe@joewho.com. And my website is very easy, www.joewho.com. Also, if you'd like to set an appointment with me, you can call my office by dialing area code 815-498-9065. Okay? And remember, if you can get out and get the movie, They Live, just rent it. Have a group over. Have a party, you know? Have some people over. So, you know, have people with an open mind. It's a movie, obviously. But look behind the movie, the premise of what they're talking about. A lot of people in the past have come out with things that have actually have taken place. Jules Verne, gee whiz, was he a science fiction writer or was he intuitive? You know, it's happened before. It's happened many times. And man, you know, we're the keepers of this place. And we've got to start taking care of it. And we have to stop believing the BS that's being fed to us and start doing our own research. Don't be led around by the nose, you know, with a ring in the nose. Don't do that. You know, you have to understand, there's us and them. And them is a whole bunch of different people in a whole bunch of different series. So be aware of that, okay? All right, my friends, I love you so very, very much. And you know what? Take care of yourselves. Tonight when you go to bed, when you go lay down and relax, just be thankful for the people that are in your life that are good. And be thankful that you've for the people in your life that haven't been so good, because at least you learn from that. You know? And remember, if you see someone on the street begging for a little piece of food or a little cup of change if you're in the cities, angels come in all shapes and sizes. And trust me when I tell you that. One day I'm going to do a show and tell you all about that side of it, too. All right, my friends, be well. Again, this is Joe Who. I love you very, very much. Good night.
Hi, this is Jeff. from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com. We're on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. You'll be listening to new tracks from my new album Turning Inside right here on BBS Radio, because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. I'm playing on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Hi, this is Christoph Goes on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Information and knowledge, brain.